VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The United States has charged four pro-Russian troops in Ukraine with war crimes for torture of an American citizen.
The Justice Department has filed the first ever charges under the U.S. war crimes statute against four Russia-affiliated military personnel for heinous crimes against an American citizen.
The Russians are accused of kidnapping the American from his home in a Ukraine village. U.S. authorities say that he was held for 10 days at a Russian military compound before being evacuated with his Ukrainian wife. The American told federal agents the Russians stripped him naked, pointed a gun at his head, and beat him. The COP28 UN climate summit has become bogged down, talking about how to phase out fossil fuels.
We're simply not on track.
That's EU Climate Commissioner Wopke Hoekstra. Negotiators from nearly 200 countries at the summit in Dubai expected to continue the negotiations.
I say to the women's rights organizations, to the human rights organizations, you've heard of the rape of Israeli women? Horrible atrocities, sexual mutilation? Where the hell are you?
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that when he heard stories of sexual abuse at meetings with hostages.
I expect all civilized leaders, governments, nations to speak up against this atrocity.
Netanyahu said the ground operation had expanded to the South Gaza Strip and that there is no place in the strip beyond their reach. Reports from inside Gaza indicate the most intense fighting between them and Hamas is now underway. This is VOA News. Opposition.